From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama outlines plans for a billion-dollar manufacturing initiative today when he visits a jet engine parts factory outside Richmond, Virginia. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the event comes on a day the Labor Department reports unemployment figures for February.
U.S. factories have added some 400,000 jobs over the last 2 years. President Obama wants to encourage that trend by bankrolling more than a dozen manufacturing institutes around the country. Each institute would work with companies and colleges to foster advanced manufacturing in specific areas, such as lightweight materials. The billion-dollar proposal is included in Mr. Obama's 2013 budget and would require congressional approval. In the meantime, the president plans to launch a pilot program using money that's already been okayed. The president outlines the proposal at a Virginia factory that makes jet engine parts for Rolls-Royce. It's an example of international companies investing here in the U.S. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
As far as those unemployment numbers coming out this morning are concerned, many analysts think February was a relatively strong hiring month. Economic forecasting firm FactSet says economists it has surveyed think more than 200,000 jobs were added and that the unemployment rate will be steady at 8.3% after five straight months of declines. Pittsburgh authorities say they don't yet know why a man armed with two semi-automatic handguns entered a psychiatric clinic at the University of Pittsburgh and started firing. One person died, seven were injured before the gunman was shot dead by a university police officer. Pittsburgh Mayor Luke Ravenstahl.
Our empathy goes out to the victims and those involved.
Ravenstahl says he's certain the campus police's quick response and action saved lives. The Greek government says that it is expecting more than 75% of private creditors to take part in a massive bond swap that is supposed to cut the country's debt by at least half. As Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, it's set to be the biggest sovereign debt restructuring in history.
Private creditors hold more than $234 billion in Greek bonds. If 66% of bondholders participate in the swap, Greece can invoke a law to force losses on the holdouts, says finance professor Nikos Thessaromatis.
Well, if it is activated, it means that they will get the same terms as those bondholders who agreed to exchange their bonds.
Those terms mean losses of up to 70% on returns, but the government says Greece needs the debt reduction deal to avoid a chaotic default. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The news about Greece's finances is pushing European stock prices up today. This is NPR News. The Senate has rejected several Republican-backed attempts to turn back the Obama administration's environmental and energy initiatives. A bill now before the Senate would keep federal aid to numerous transportation projects in place, and as part of the action, Democrats have brushed aside Republican amendments, including a delay in tougher air pollution standards for industrial boilers, expanded offshore drilling, and quashing of White House concerns about the proposed Keystone XL oil and gas pipeline. There's pressure to pass a transportation bill. Current federal highway and transit programs expire at the end of the month. Jazz bass player Joe Bird has died. He was the anchor in his brother Charlie Bird's celebrated group. Joe Bird died on Tuesday after a car accident. He was 78 years old. Here's NPR's Tom Cole with an appreciation.
Joe and Charlie Bird learned to play guitar from their father, who ran a country store in Chuckatuck in Virginia's Tidewater. They played hillbilly music and blues, but it was Brazilian music that made them famous. Joe Bird had already studied classical bass at the Peabody Institute in Baltimore, and his playing combined the precise attack he learned there with the warmth of his southern roots. After his more famous brother's death in 1999, a 66-year-old Joe Bird embarked on a solo career, recording six albums of his own. Tom Cole, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.